Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Robert Price is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a strategist, a public speaker, a teacher, and a prolific author. He is in his role as Senior Research Fellow at Global Entrepreneurship Institute. He specializes in educating entrepreneurs who lead ventures with high growth potential. He's the author of a book that I had told you about the last time he was on the show, Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success, Powerful Strategies for Building a High Profit Business. And he's our friend. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Hey, yeah, thanks for inviting me back. It's always a pleasure talking with you and your listeners, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Let's talk about something that you do a really good job in your book of outlining that I think is important, and that is the cycle of the entrepreneurial life. You know, Robert, I was talking, we were talking off the air a minute ago about, and I was saying this earlier in the hour, that obviously it's important for small business owners to understand the operating fundamentals. I talk about that all the time on my show and in my writing, but we also need to understand the overall environment in the world that we live in, this entrepreneurial world we live in, that's not disconnected from the operating fundamentals, but it's a parallel universe, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very well put. It's a very deep parallel universe, and we've sort of spent some time studying it because it's real helpful. The entrepreneurial life cycle, studying the entrepreneurial life cycle, it's real helpful when you're meeting and working with entrepreneurs, is sort of saying, hey, you know, you're stepping in this direction. You're declaring yourself an entrepreneur.
Right.
You're committing some kind of resources to an entrepreneur. You're involved in the entrepreneurial activity. And when doing so, you need to understand that there's this course, or like you're saying, it's the entrepreneurial life cycle. There's these stages, seven stages, distinct stages that we've identified that you go through as your path to being an entrepreneur.
We may not get through all seven of them today, and if we don't, we'll come back and do the rest of them another time. But let's get started. The first one that you identify is what you call the opportunity recognition. Tell us about that.
Yes, exactly. Stage one, we call this the gestation or the pre-start analysis stage. And this occurs, you know, with entrepreneurs. It could be anything from when they get this eureka moment and they want to do this business or create some kind of patent to innovation. And it could just be like a burst of energy where they jump out and they want to start a business and need some direction. Or likewise, it could be something where, you know, we bump into people. I'm starting to do lots of book signing events and public speaking events, and people come up and they go, wow, I'm so glad to hear you speak, or I just bought your book. I'm so excited because I've been thinking about this idea for such a long time. So the gestation, I say, it's like the difference, it could be the difference between a human, you know, and a large elephant or something.
Right.
It could be a real quick period, or it could be something that takes years.
What should be going on in our head in the opportunity recognition stage? Where should our minds be? Should we be focusing on how rich we're going to become, or the realities of some of the things we got to do to make sure this thing starts out right?
Well, a little bit of both, and it's to start to help understanding the framework and the conceptualization of wow, what kind of business could this be? As you know, the entrepreneurs are laying late, you know, in bed late at night, going, where do I want to? You know, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I want to start my business. All these kind of things you have to begin to realize and think about, well, how do you frame up the business? How do you begin, you know, And like we're calling, this is the pre-start analysis. And it literally to decide whether, you know, it's attractive and enough opportunity business-wise, but is this something that you as a person really want to commit and get going into, you know, and commit and doing?
All right. Stage number two is opportunity focusing. Tell us about that.
Right. We call this stage two, the opportunity focusing. This is like a sanity check or where you begin to think about, wow, should we really go in this direction or not? And this is so key because this is at the stage where the entrepreneurs are, you know, now they're not just laying in bed. They're sort of getting away on the weekends to go to business trade shows, or they're picking up trade magazines, and they're listening and scouring, starting to collect all this information. And this is so fascinating when I start working with entrepreneurs, whether they're doing a business plan or they sit down and help to do a strategy. This, I have entrepreneurs do like a data dump. They'll go get these boxes and buckets and files and everything. This is what the entrepreneur needs to be doing at that time, is tearing out articles of a newspaper and just something that's similar to their idea, or going to, like I'm saying, to a business trade event, and they have all these brochures and drawings. It's just a fascinating process right here of just sort of, you know, beginning to think about things and starting to focus. Hey, this is what I think my storefront should look like, or this is what I should be selling
So this is where we start saying, you know, we go from saying, I want to be a business owner, to where we start saying, okay, this is the kind of business owner I want to be.
Exactly.
It's, in fact, it may be even to the point of where we say, this, you know, I not only want to make and sell widgets, I want to sell purple widgets that we sell upside down, or whatever that might be.
Oh, it's even better than that, because when we're talking to entrepreneurs, we meet them and stuff, and we're starting to sit down, even if it's at the kitchen table or at their office, they'll just open up these files and say, I want this widget, this purple widget shaped like this. And here's 25 sketches I've been doing during, you know, the gestation stage. So it's
right.
Just fascinating to see this creativity, this burst of creativity.
The third step is commitment of resources. Now this
absolutely.
This is where you say, okay, I'm jumping in, right?
Exactly. And the jumping in, if you think about it, it's not, as we joke, the jumping in is not just you know, quitting the day job or saying, here I am, Robert, here, we're incorporated, we're a business now, we're ready to commit. No, actually, this is a stage where you begin thinking about, well, what's the direction we're going to be going, how many people we're going to need for our business, even down to we got to start and getting into the heads-down mode and thinking about doing a business plan. And the business plan, you know, entrepreneurs don't realize can take anywhere from 200 to 300 hours.
Right.
So if you break this out, this could be something that, you know, people maybe want to think they want to do in a weekend, but it's going to take a little bit longer, or it could be something where it's going to take months to realize, okay, here's our first financial budget that we need to do. Here's where we want to start the business plan, and in 6 months, here's where we want to finish the business plan.
Right.
We want to go start to talk to real estate agents.
When we come back, Robert, I want to talk to you a little bit about the timing of these areas. I want to overlay a chronology on the three things we've already talked about, and then we'll move on to some others. And we're going to do that right after these messages. We're visiting with our good friend Robert Price, the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Robert Price is our guest and our good friend. Robert is the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. Robert, give us your website, please.
Yeah, we're on gcase.org. That's gcase.org. That's the nonprofit research group and Global Entrepreneurship Institute.
Okay, check that out, folks. And where's the book available, Robert?
Oh, it's widely available in all the popular bookstores nowadays and on Amazon.com. It's wide release right now.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Robert, as you were talking to us a minute ago about the opportunity recognition cycle, stage of the entrepreneurial cycle, then the opportunity focusing cycle, and then the commitment of resources phase of the cycle, I should say. You know, I'm imagining somebody out there who's chomping at the bits to be a business owner, and they're listening to you tell us this information, and they're saying, yeah, okay, I got that now. Okay, I got that. And then you tell them the next one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I understand. I got it. Okay. Now what's next? You know, and they're just like hopping up and down, and what I, you know, and I'm thinking about this person listening, and I've seen these people, and maybe even once upon a time I was one of those people. Maybe I'm not sure, but probably, and maybe you were too, Robert. But the thing is we need to put a little bit of a chronology to this stuff. I mean, this first step. the opportunity recognition, that could take 6 months, or it could take 6 years, or it could take 16 years, couldn't it?
Exactly. And that's a very well put.
It needs to take as long as it needs to take.
Exactly, yeah. You know, in 9 months for a baby is 9 months for a baby.
And, right.
And for each individual, it's a different type of time. I mean, for someone that could be a scientist working at a university, it could be something where they're taking years to try and create an invention or a new type of drug discovery from their bench. Otherwise, if it's an individual who's working, you know, and as we say, like a domain expert, someone that might be involved in the particular industry, they could walk through a trade show and say, wow, I wish we did that at our work. And then, you know, the next day they're thinking about starting a business and doing mm-hmm. exactly that. So what we say is it could be anywhere from 1 month to 10 years, as a matter of fact, is what we write in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunity recognition, it's very key to go through that gestation stage.
You know, one of my favorite stories is Jim McCann, who's the president of 1-800-Flowers.
Right.
He was a counselor in New York City working for the state, I think, and he bought a little florist shop on the side. He ran one little florist shop for 10 years.
Oh, that's
and then
exactly
finally
right.
He saw an opportunity to buy the trademark 1-800-Flowers. He bought it and then you know, over a period of time grew it into what it is today. But I mean, you know, that gestation period was for him, that that opportunity recognition and focusing was 10 years long.
Exactly. And we actually profile Sam Walton.
Right.
In our book, excuse me, where it took him, you know, he was working for as a sales clerk at JCPenney for many years before he realized, okay, we're going to start a five a dime. Then we're going to, you know, spend years just thinking about, as we say, like the opportunity focusing, just thinking about discounters. And he was buying up franchises throughout the Southeast before he even, you know, came close to committing the resources or becoming a
right.
Walmart.
Right. And the point here, folks, is not that, you know, your cake takes as long to bake as it takes as long to bake. I mean, this is not for Robert or me, either one, to say how long it should take you to bake your entrepreneurial cake. But you do need to understand how long that is, and or recognize that. Couldn't we pretty much say, and I know this is overgeneralizing, couldn't we pretty much say that however long you would like for your entrepreneurial cake to take to bake, it probably should take a little bit longer.
It should probably take a little bit longer is right, only because to start putting all the different pieces into place, it's going to take a little bit of time. It's going to take some time to get maybe some of the resources together. There could be some trade shows that you only get to go to, like, are twice a year. There's seasonal trade shows, and you might have an idea after you saw one, and you can't get to the other.
You need to talk to people who've been there.
Exactly.
Let me say this, and I'll let you comment on this.
No, that's okay.
Of all the great attributes that small business owners need to have, impatience has got to be the most dangerous. Would you agree with that? Would you say
Absolutely.
Impatience? Impatience is even worse than ignorance.
I think so, because, you know, jumping the gun, because you have to go through, you know, like we're saying, there's all these different pieces of the puzzle you have to put together, and you just can't sort of jump in and without all the pieces and meaning the knowledge and the skills and the people and the capabilities, you could overcommit. And a lot of times, you know, entrepreneurs can commit without the, you know, the proper documents in place, whether they're incorporated or not. And actually, when we, you know, start working with entrepreneurs and a new venture team, we literally want to say, okay, let's go see, you know, the state certificate, the okay from the Secretary of the State that you guys are incorporated.
Right.
Meaning that all the documents are in place, that the partners are in place, and you know, everyone's comfortable working with each other, rather than, oh, I think so-and-so is going to do this, or I think so-and-so is going to do that. And that's real key, and that's part of the life cycle, is figuring out how everyone's
right.
going to work on the team.
Absolutely. Robert, we're gonna have to wrap it up for this visit, but what I want you to do is come back real soon. Let's talk about the other four parts of the entrepreneurial cycle. Will you do that for us?
Absolutely. Always love coming back, Jim.
We'll get you back real soon. Robert Price, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. Thanks, Robert. See you next time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with David Scherr after these messages. Just, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.